It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the Tush Push tabled. I don't really know why they tabled it, but they didn't.
I think there's enough support and there's enough people, obviously, that are...
They're trying to get it pushed
through.
They're like, we don't have the votes now, so let's table it to May. Then maybe we'll have the votes in May.
Yeah.
Because May would be the next time they get together.
Yes.
So I don't really... I am surprised how many votes for this they have. They have 16 votes for this?
The Packers are the one that started it, and LaFleur is being a little bitch. And it is gaining support. The Bills, who actually do their own form of the tush-push.
That whiny bitch.
That didn't work in the postseason. They're on board with it now.
Now, what changed? Because I feel like everybody at first is like, well, if you don't like it, stop it.
I don't know. I don't know what exactly has changed. I mean, they cite the two things is injury, which is crap.
Oh, come
and
on.
And the second one is...
Injury? Has anybody been hurt on that play?
Yeah, Pat Mahomes got hurt on it. He tweaked his neck, and so they won't do it. Kansas City refuses. By the way, they're also one of the worst short yardage teams in football. Sean McVay is a big anti-tush-push guy, and his complaint is it doesn't look like football to him, which...
That's a terrible answer, too.
Exactly. So
they really have no...
No, there's no grounds.
There's nothing tangible. It's just we don't like it.
Pretty much.
It reminds me of Saban and the whole no huddle thing, where it was like, oh, well, player safety. Really? What's the problem? Why is this unsafe? You just don't like having to defend it.
Yeah, it's not unsafe at all. The guy who does it all the time never gets hurt.
Yeah. So it just, there's no.
I mean, he gets hurt all the time, actually. He just doesn't get hurt from that play.
There is no tangible evidence that this is any more dangerous than anything else. Players don't like to do it. If you've ever been in, but players don't like to be in goal line situations at all. The worst thing in football is a goal line play. You know you're going to get kicked, stepped on, hit. It's just, it sucks. But no one has been seriously hurt by
this.
Dude,
if I'm the Eagles and they actually get the votes on this, I'm pissed.
Well, so far. And by the way, they've even said, and this is one where I actually like Sirianni and Roseman and these guys. They just said, dude, if you want to ban this, that's fine. We're still going to be the best short yardage team in football. So F you. And I like that they take that mentality. But, you know, Philadelphia's got something going when their solution is to just ban what you do real well. And also, let me point out, every other team, if they wanted to, could do this.
And teams do try it, right?
Teams do try it. And the idea is that Kelce was...
Was it the Bills were doing
it for
a while?
Bills do it. And they, I mean, teams do versions of this. It's just, you know, one, Philadelphia has a really big, good O-line. And they said Kelce was the key to it. Well, no, because Kelce's retired and they still do it. The key is they have the... They have the quarterback with the biggest ass in NFL history. Jalen Hurts squats like 650 pounds. So when you have a big physical O-line and you start churning those legs and you get someone from behind that shoves, it's, I mean, it's essentially unstoppable. I mean, Vita Vea stops it. My goal, my dream is that when Philadelphia plays Green Bay, I want them to run an entire series inside the red zone just with the tush push. First and 10 from the 18, tush push it all the way into the end zone and then turn and flip off Matt LaFleur.
Mm. Yeah, well, interesting. They're going to vote again on that in May. They did pass a rule to allow both teams to possess the ball in overtime of regular season games. Now, this is, of course, true in the postseason, but now they're moving it to the regular season, which is good.
They tried bumping it to also there was the idea it was voted on for to make it 15 minutes to let both teams have the ball, but they said no, 10, and then it's still a tie.
Which is good. I mean, both teams should possess the ball,
yeah,
but 10 minutes isn't very long, so you're probably going to get more ties, don't you think?
Yeah, you would think, yes.
Obviously, a tie.
Either that, or you're going to get teams that are going to be running two-minute drills and scrambling a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because 10 minutes, I mean, if you go on a seven-minute drive, you know, and then all of a sudden the other team's got 3 minutes, you got to put the foot on the pedal a little bit.
Do you think teams... You know, so the first team that gets the ball in overtime mm-hmm. is now going to settle for more field goals if they get in range, because the game doesn't end with a touchdown anyway.
Yeah.
So you take the points.
It's possible. I could see there being some strategy behind that, unless your defense is cooked and the other team's humming. I mean, so much of that is just situational. You know, it's a feel on how your defense is playing, you know, what you're doing to the other side, how long you've been on the field.
As expected, they are moving a touchback on kickoffs out to the 35, so this will entice shorter kicks and more returns.
Nice job, you kicker!
Yeah, they're trying to get this thing. They said they want between like 70 and 80% of kicks to be returned. And we talked about this when they originally did this. People are just going to kick it out of the end zone. They're not going to deal with it. But now at the 35, I mean, a couple years ago, obviously this thing was at the 20 and then 25, 30, and now 35. In an overtime situation or end of game, you do not want to give the team the ball at the 35. So this will get the desired effect. People will make sure that the ball is returned.
And that's good. I think that's, it, I don't know, it puts a little more emphasis on the special teams play.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta
have a kicker.
You gotta block for it. You gotta try to run it right.
They want this back in the game, and this will do, I think this will do a good job.
No changes to the onside kick.
No, you still have to announce and do all that, which is, that's stupid. That's a weird component of it. And my eyes still haven't adjusted to the weird dynamic kickoff, but, you know, that's being nitpicky. You can nitpick any sport and rule changes.
Also, as expected, first downs will now be measured by the cameras.
Yeah.
The chain gang remains, but they're just a backup.
Yeah, and the chain gang will be there for a visual reference, I think, for players. The little, you know, that you can see where to go, but yeah.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses.
So that's pretty cool.
And this is a good thing as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, these are all positive steps.
What year is this? 1940? Come on.
Well, I remember when, you know, who was it? We had to do the index card. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you see those chains and they're like got athletic tape on. I mean, it's just.
That index card was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Because it wouldn't have proven, like, it's not a measuring tool. No. It's a card.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's paper thin.
So I just like now that we're going to do it. Hey, the line to gain is the 25. Here's the camera. Did you get to the 25?
Because it's, you know, paper.
Yes.
Lions, they had a proposal to allow wildcard teams to be seeded higher than division winners. That failed.
Nay.
So they didn't like that. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know. I think
what's their problem?
I think they like the idea of winning a division still.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You know, still having some teeth to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Once in a while it does. Like the Vikings won 14 games, had to go on the road. The Seahawks 1 year hosted a playoff game, and they weren't even a 500 team. So,
well, there's always one bad division.
Yeah.
Always.
Yep.
And that team should not,
no.
I don't know, if a wild card team like Minnesota last year,
yep.
That team's better than the team that won the division.
And this is the same thing that we talk about with the college football stuff, like who gets buys and all that, but it's an imperfect world and, you know, people said no. And remember, you have to get a lot, you have to get 24 owners to ratify any of these things, and there's probably enough owners who are like, no, we like the idea. There's probably a better chance of your team not being very good and getting a home playoff game than you being a 14-win
exactly.
team and going on the road.
There's four owners that are instantly going to vote against it. The Panthers, the Falcons, yeah. the Saints, yeah. and the Bucks.
Yeah. So it's hard to get the votes.
Crappy-ass division.
A great leader once said, you don't have the cards.
You don't have the cards. That's right.
Bring gas.
We have the cards. And that's it.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, I was trying to think if it was
so there. It is.
Was there any other?
That's our NFL.
And Goodell said that there was no discussion on the 18-game schedule.
Yeah. He's going to have to wait.
Yeah, people were like, hey, is that a...
He's getting pushback on that one.
Yeah, and he said there was no meaningful conversation about the 18-game schedule.
And there is your NFL rules vote. Seggy.
Oh.
Wasn't it worth it?
The holding got that shot weight. Down. The Lions also wanted defensive holding to not be an automatic first down.
I didn't mind that. Did you?
I see where they're coming from, especially because they play so much man coverage and bully ball. The downside of that is you could literally tell any DB the moment you think you're getting beat, especially on third down plays.
That's true.
Just tackle the damn guy.
Yeah.
And so, I'd say in theory, that's a good rule because there's nothing worse than third and 12. And a BS ticky-tack holding call on a 3-yard out gives you a
hate
first
it.
Down.
Absolutely hate it.
But if it's third and 12, I would literally tell any of my guys, dude, you get real aggressive with them at the line of scrimmage. And if it's a holding call, whatever, we're disrupting some routes because it's not an automatic first down. So there would be enough teams that would fudge that and play not in the spirit of the rule. And I think that's where people looked at this and were like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I will never understand how DBs, when it gives them no advantage whatsoever,
yeah.
but they get flagged for, you know, just tugging on a jersey
yep.
and giving the other team an automatic first.
It
drives
sucks.
Me insane.
Yep.
It does suck, but at the same time, I don't really get why DBs do it. Because there are yeah. times when you look at it and you go, to. What are you doing, dude? You're right with him. Like, it yeah. makes no... He has the guy covered, but then he wraps his arm around his waist or he tugs on his jersey. Why are you doing that part of it?
I think it's just an instinctual thing.
Moron.
Yeah. It's just hard. It's hard to keep your hands to yourself.
Don't I know it?
Mm-hmm. I think we all do.
I've been called into HR for that many times.
Try to lay on the couch sometime with the missus and see if your hand doesn't naturally wander somewhere. You can't help it, man.
All right. We have MLB underboob coming up next.
Speaking of hands wandering.
Here's Buck.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.